This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, let's get you the NFL news of the day here, Christmas Eve style, TD Tuesday style, coming up 3 hours from right now. Looking forward to that. It's the Will Chambers Power Hour, doing us a great service here.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, brother.
This is my early Santa-looking attire, actually. Although I do agree, I couldn't hear at the time, that I look like I'm counseling, like, the underprivileged.
Yeah, at-risk youth, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Custody battle you're going through right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on in. Take a seat. Take a load off.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Take a load off, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great day, holiday wise. Everything is fun. Will's about to head off to a church service
after this.
Then hitting dinner
after. So
the Christmas traditions, man. It's beautiful. I feel weird because I'm not getting to attend a Christmas Eve church service right now.
This is as weird of a year as it gets for, like, when you have Christmas Day on a Wednesday. That's just bizarre.
Yeah. Middle of the week.
Everything's thrown off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And Jerry this morning talking about, like, it really doesn't matter anymore. Whatever day Christmas is on, we're going to be playing some NFL football.
Oh, they're going to play some football.
So,
yeah.
If it's a Tuesday, because Tuesday and Wednesday,
whether we're sending guys to trauma centers or not, we're playing some football on Christmas Day, buddy.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, man, NFL news of the day here. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. We have another gift opportunity to show some love. Packers running back. Packers just absolutely dominate the Saints last night.
They did.
That was a good 12-minute in real time watch when I got home, and then, like, okay, we don't need to do this, honey. Let's watch something else.
So let me ask you guys this, and I know we've been having fun with it, and we were just kind of joking about it in the break here that, like, Bobby and that Philadelphia caller, I think he only had one clip in between, Lucius, but I was like, that wasn't too dissimilar. Where I think anybody that is a fan of a team would get frustrated is, okay, can you win with this? Can you be okay? Yeah, but are we going anywhere? Like, I look at the Packers and LaFleur, you're like, okay, that's a team, that's a program, that's a coach that can take you ultimately there.
Difference makers?
Coaches that are difference makers.
I'm a big
believer in that.
See, that's where I'm at. And I think that there's, when you get down to, and I just was always kind of wondering, how many coaches in this league do you think are difference makers?
Yeah.
Obviously, Bill Belichick, for the majority of his career, was a difference maker.
You know,
Bill Walsh, difference maker. You know, Tom Landry, difference maker. You know, that's where I think that you've got guys that can coach in this league and are really good as regular season coaches. And then something happens when they get on the big stage, then they play another difference maker, and that takes them out.
And that's where I'll defend Bobby a little bit as to where his frustration comes in, because you're like, and I'm not saying that I see it the way that he does. I'm saying I get where the frustration is when you see, if you go through a hiring cycle and you go, like, what are we really doing here? Why are these other people chosen instead? So you're, and that goes back on the franchise. But yeah, I look at the Kevin O'Connell. You know, one of the things that I think is really important too, that you can win with a CEO style head coach like Dan Campbell, right? Dan Campbell's terrific. how good are they going to be offensively the next couple of years or few years after Ben Johnson is gone?
Right.
That's what makes it really difficult. Instead of having a team that has Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Andy Reid. By the way, those three coaches have coached more games than anybody in the NFL over the course of the last 5+ years. Because why? They're coaching way more playoff games.
Deep into the postseason.
See, this is where Dan Campbell and them, if say they do go to the Super Bowl this year and win it, and they start to lose assistance. This is what happened to Dallas Cowboys in the early 90s.
This is what's happening to the Niners right now.
Yeah.
Philadelphia has not been back since Shane Steichen left.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You could start to lose assistance, but you need somebody in the building that's able to identify. And that's one of the things I prided myself on when I was working in pro personnel and around the league, is that I knew who all the young assistant coaches were. I had a list of guys that like I had.
Well, you're working with quite a tree yourself. That's what I'm saying. One point.
Well, at Green Bay, we had a great one. And so to me, I always had that list of guys that if we lost a line coach, I knew where to go get the next line coach. Maybe there was one in the pros. Maybe there was an assistant in the pros, an assistant line coach. Maybe there was one in college football we needed to interview. You know, I think you have to have lists ready. And you have to have that prep because
people love lists.
Brian, be honest, their teams don't do this, by the way.
I can't speak for
they recycle.
I just know I've had teams call me before, other guys I know around the league, and like, hey, who do you like as a running back coach? And I would honestly ask this question, you need a black guy or a white guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean that's how it kind of went down.
That's how it started?
Sometimes staffs have to, you know, they want to
like
make
dynamic
sure.
of locker rooms.
Yeah. Dynamics of locker rooms. You know, nothing offensive, I hope, there or anything, but that's guys would ask that.
Well, that's how it goes.
That's how they, you know, because we want to have your staff to have balance, you know, and it's, I know it's probably sounds crazy, but that's teams really look at that.
Well, I just think that LaFleur does such a good job. That's kind of what you're looking for, and I think that's where you get frustrated if we've seen the 12-5, but it still wasn't good enough. Now, again, I'm projecting out, you know, some thoughts and feelings out there. I don't really know for sure how I feel about Mike, because I look at this year and go, I don't, how do you put it on him?
It's not about this year, Will. It's about the last 3 years when you were a 12-win team and you were spoon-fed great opportunities, especially last year, versus the youngest team in all of football at home. There's no reason not to get to the NFC Championship game, or at the very least, just win the first game. Look competent. Look like you've been there before.
Yeah,
and that's the reason.
When a team as a collective lets you down, we have to look at one source, and it goes to the head coach. So I get it, fair or not with that. But I don't know what was the dynamic leading into the Packers, you know, not to make it a whole thing on, you know, Cowboys-Packers from the playoff game, because it was symptomatic of what we saw 2 years prior, you know, when they faced San Francisco. But it really came to a head, it felt like, in that playoff game last year. Is Mike to blame for that? I mean, partially, mostly, I don't know. That stuff for inside the room.
I you know what, and I got yelled at by Will McClay about this, because I was like, my questions were about Dan Quinn, you know? You had not seen, they had a bad day at the office.
Mm-hmm.
They had a really bad day at the office. Green Bay was ready to play. Dallas wasn't ready to play. You could talk about McCarthy and all that. Maybe the players, maybe the fact it's 2-7. But, you know, Will McClay, you know, he's like, listen, you know, you should know better than to go after Dan Quinn, you know? And I'm like, well, Dan Quinn did get an interview and didn't get a job shortly after that. You know, was he prepping for this opportunity? You know, it's just human nature. When mm-hmm. you're thinking about your job and your next, you know, potentially your next job.
How much checkout is there?
Well, not checkout, but how much attention to detail. Like that was, we had not seen a Dan Quinn defense look that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess we could say maybe the game against Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo game.
They got run on. But we haven't seen a game where they completely were busting assignments, and so you wonder about the game prep, you know, and it was just a question. We're all human, but when we're trying mm-hmm. to get, you know, we have an opportunity. Hey, I got an interview for this job, but wait a minute, I have to get this team through the playoffs. This is what I always hated about the fact that the league and the, you know, how they allowed guys to get interviewed.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like, man, we're screwed here because our coaches are interviewing for jobs when we're trying to win playoff games.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it very similar to the transfer portal, that we've got to come up with a system that starts after the year, is after the Super Bowl, after the national championship game for some of this, because, yeah, you could do that, and then that's part of the defense, and then Dak sailing the ball, just looking really nervy all over the place. And it just seemed like from the first few seconds of the first quarter that it fell apart. So again, it's easy, I think, to point the blame at the head coach. And as, you know, somebody would say, well, it does, you know, the buck hole stops with me with all that. So it's a really difficult thing to determine. But, you know, Cheech, going back to watching the Packers last night, and they're playing a lowly Saints team. But we've seen the Packers coming on now. You know,
the Packers are, they're a real threat.
You know, some of these teams, they reset like that. We thought that the Rams were going to be down for at least two years, right? At least.
Yeah.
They're down one.
Yeah.
And back in the playoffs. You know, San Francisco's got a tough road here because they were a little bit different with paying a lot of their guys, older guys, guys that are under contract. That's going to take a lot more maneuvering. But if there's anybody else that's going to get a turnaround real quick, it's Kyle Shanahan. Do we think that Mike McCarthy does that here in Dallas? I don't. And I don't think it's his fault either, because the personnel is what it is as well.
Well, you have the news now that Ben Johnson is expected to interview for the Bears head coaching vacancy. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, reports emerged that Ben Johnson will only take interviews for jobs he is willing to accept. So for Chicago,
I did that last year, right?
Yeah, just get out of your own way, Chicago. Just open it up and say, hey, what do you want? You can have it. Don't screw this up,
yeah,
Bears. This is your chance.
Brian, this is one where, because you know these people, I mean, not maybe not personally, but you know how it's done, that I can sit here, you and I very easily can just sit here, lay back, and go like, it's Ben Johnson, it's the right call.
Yeah.
But even like, say, with a Kevin O'Connell, you want to go offense, I believe it's going offense is the right thing with Caleb, but they need to be a guy that can be the coach of the team, not just the offense. You know, you can run the offense, but be the coach of the team, because that's what Kevin O'Connell is. That's what Sean McVay is. Is Ben Johnson, only they will be able to figure that out. But I think that that's really, really important, because as the head guy, you got to be able to handle it. You know, Matt Nagy looked good.
Year one, right?
Year one, but being as a coordinator
as
too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have other guys that, so that's what they've got to make sure of. I think it's the right hire there. I'd sure like to get Robert Saleh on the defensive side.
Yeah.
If I'm looking for a DC anywhere, that's the first call I'm making.
If I'm Ben Johnson, I'm asking, how the hell are we getting offensive linemen here? That's the first question I'm at. I'm interviewing him. I'm interviewing him, you know, Poles, those guys, the GM. I mean, the president. I'm interviewing all these guys. Listen,
they're getting it wrong over and over and over again.
Well, how are we evaluating these guys? Why all of a sudden did we have to just get all skill, and you guys didn't think did you guys not watch us in Detroit, what we were doing in Detroit when we're adding all those first and second round offensive linemen? I mean, that's the way that, you know, look what's going on in Philadelphia. You know,
when you say offensive line coach is big, I was talking with Nate Newton about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah, Todd Archer and I have had this discussion many a day, and Todd Archer starts to talk about it. He's like, listen, he goes, when you start to think about offensive line coaches and the importance of where they are on the staff, you can say offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator,
offensive line coach.
Offensive line coach is huge because of the number of players that he affects and the way it affects your team.
I mean, Bill Callahan comes to mind as, you know, one of the greatest, you know, and that, I mean, the teams
that
were
good
so
here.
Good. Yeah.
Tony Wise, Hudson Hauk. They've had some great line coaches here, you know, and there's no reason why not. I mean, you look at the line coaches and how they were able to navigate that in the early 90s here.
That, I mean, that's what we're seeing right now as to all as how good these teams are, or like say Kansas City keeps winning, but they're a little bit shaky because they've been shaky on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Detroit, for all the injuries they've had, continue to win. Why? They haven't had the injuries on the offensive line. Yeah. And this is where I think you're also seeing, and this isn't a shot at you, I'm not trying to stir it, but the element of the running back and the running game and how important it has been that the best teams that we're seeing now can effectively run the football, even though it's like having a great defense. We talk about in college football, like the last few years, like how great Georgia has been on defense. Well, you know, C.J. Stroud absolutely carved him up, and Stetson Bennett had to bring him back. To get to the party, you've got to have a great defense. I think with the NFL right now, to get to the party, you're going to have a good running game. You're going to have to be able to run the football somewhat effectively and then have your quarterback stealing first downs here and there, because that's why I think Kansas City continually, you know, shows that they can win and why they're so great and why, like what you were saying, how important it is to get that right, especially with the quarterback you've got in front of him or behind him.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you say. I mean, now in terms of how you build out your rushing attack and what you prioritize, I think is the question here. You have a guy pulling the strings from an offensive line coach, OC standpoint, where it's expansive, it's nuanced, it's versatile in terms of you're not just, hey, we're an inside zone running team. Like Detroit is a pick your poison kind of whatever your front looks like. We've got a run play that can work for it. We have creativity and nuance within the way that we're attacking it. You see with Kyle Shanahan, of course, all these things where
these are good franchises, right? We're talking about good franchises here. You know who picks up Mike McCarthy if he, you know, doesn't get renewed? The Bears. Yeah. That's the kind of thing that they do. The Packers don't do that. The 49ers don't do that. You've got the Chiefs don't do that. You know, it looks like the turnaround, even with maybe a new coach in New England, is right about there with Drake May. You know,
yeah.
These are good franchises that it starts from the top down. Now, you can be a solid franchise like the Cowboys have been, but is it one that is going to get you a Super Bowl? Bobby is only portraying the exact anger that Zach Wolchuk feels, that every other Cowboys fan feels, because they are so tired of this crap. And we can sit here up here all day long and be like, well, 12, and it's true. But you're like, okay, what is going to make the difference? What is going to get the different type of mentality in there? Because it just has not worked for more than a quarter century. Mm.
By the way, Ian Rappaport saying Jerod Mayo expected to return as Patriots head coach for next season, barring a total collapse in the final 2 weeks. So,
okay.
For whatever that means there. You have the, I can't believe the Niners extending their streak. Have you guys seen this?
No.
22 seasons now that they've been eliminated from the playoffs officially. It's 22 seasons of either missing the playoffs or
going to the championship game.
You get to the NFC championship game.
Yeah.
That's for the last 22 years for Niners fans. You're either missing the playoffs or you're getting to the conference title game.
Wow.
Now, obviously, they haven't won a Super Bowl in that time. They've been to a couple, handful.
The last one they won was 94, right before the Cowboys.
Exactly. Yeah. So their Super Bowl winning drought is actually longer than the Cowboys.
Yeah. And but they've been
that
the championship game.
But just the idea
a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
A few Super Bowls.
Yeah. But the idea that for the last 22 years, you've either been missing the playoffs or you've been getting to
the conference
title game. That's just hilarious.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, Shanahan took over for Harbaugh, right? Those are two damn good coaches that you've had the last, whatever it is, 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, no question. Yeah, they got it right.
When did we get Chip Kelly and Jim Tom Sula? And
that might have been
that was Nolan. It was Nolan.
Yeah, Mike Nolan had Jim Tom Sula.
And then Chip
then
Kelly.
Then it was Harbaugh, right?
Then Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Then they go from Harbaugh to Shanahan.
Okay.
That's what they did.
I think so.
That's impressive stuff right there. Will's on fire, says the 214. Yes, he is. Will Chambers in here for the Power Hour. We'll bring in college football Carter Freeman for a little college football playoff roundtable next right here on The Fan.